The next question is, why did you decide to run? But I think that gets at that as well, unless you have something to add there.
Well, the one thing that I'll just add or maybe emphasize is that I do think when every 2 years we have an opportunity to select a team, a school committee team. Mm-hmm. Same thing for city council, of course. We have 6 spots. They all could be new people. And when you're putting together that team, I think ideally what you've got are people who will work together effectively to move the needle on our goals, which I have to say are, at least in broad strokes, shared by most, if not all, candidates, mm-hmm. Incumbents or challengers. You want to be able to do that, but you also want, I think, and you want to bring together a team that brings various strengths to that work. And one piece that I feel is important that we haven't had is somebody with that full-time classroom teaching experience. Mm-hmm. There have been people on the committee and people running with really important education experience and other kinds of experience that are mm-hmm. valuable. I do think that on that team, and of course, you know, I'm saying that as a person who has that experience, but really, like, I think that is important. Mm-hmm. I am well aware that my experiences as a teacher, while they were varied, and they were, I think, in some very relevant contexts, are still just one person's experience, even if I extend it to some of what I learned from my colleagues and some of what they shared with me. But I also have an understanding from that work, and also from my studies in education and the other work that I've done, of what questions to ask and who to ask those questions of when trying to either develop a new policy or more effectively implement a current policy, mm-hmm. address an issue. You know, teachers come to us as a community, mm-hmm. come to school committee members as representatives of that community with, you know, their requests, their concerns, and I think it helps to have an understanding of kind of the realities that they're facing mm-hmm. As we look into that. And you know, we don't just take anybody's requests or concerns as like, that's it, what we're doing. But we have to take it seriously and we have to understand how to really interrogate it and come up with effective policy and evaluate the policies we have. And I know I'm saying a lot in this answer, but I just think an important piece that is sometimes missing is not only implementing policies and trying things, but then evaluating them mindfully, giving them enough time to succeed, without just sort of letting them go without looking again at them, rather than sort of churning through policies and initiatives in a way that never gives anything a chance to really take, mm-hmm. and I don't think serves our kids well.